7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me brother Yasser Ibrahim One of the most important acts of worship, if not the most important act of worship that a Muslim has to do, is the daily prayer or the salah, the namaz, the prayer. The prayer is not just an exercise. It is not just, going up and down 5 times a day. There is an etiquette to it, one, and two, there are secrets to it that only a handful of individuals are able to attain. However, attaining those secrets is open to everybody. They are there for the taking. It is up to us to enable our own soul to be able to abstract it, rather to, pull those secrets towards us, to open our eyes and rather the eye of our heart, our spiritual eye, our spiritual feeling, in order for us to gather and to appreciate and to understand and higher to perceive those secrets that are kind of pertained in the salah. And the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is one of the few books that deal with salah in a very mystical manner. It is a very difficult text to read. It is a text that must be read with a teacher. I said that from the onset. It is a text that, even though translated into English, it is a very difficult text to understand and one that must be read with the teacher who is a master in the mystical tradition of Islam. So inshallah, we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
There's a reason why to Allah we pray in the morning on every day. It's a meeting and we must not be late. If we want to have peace, we must obey and pray. There's no better feeling than when we pray on time. And we know the rest of our days will work out just fine. So we must work hard and wake up before sunrise. So we can leave our homes with the blessings of Allah. It feels good to leave our homes with the blessings of Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled The Mystery of Prayer, The Ascension of the Wayfarers, and the Prayer of the Gnostics. This book was written by Ayatollah Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, and was introduced and translated by Sayyid Amjad H. Shah Naqawi. The book was published by Brill. So Brill have many different publication houses. It's a very famous publication house. But it was done by an institute in the United Kingdom known as the Shia Institute. And it's a part of a particular kind of library and a set of books that they wish to translate that is known as the Modern Shia Library. And this was the first volume in that particular set. Now, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, has 2 books on prayer, as most of you may be aware of. One is this book, which was the first one that he wrote, which is known as Sirus Salah, or as I said, the mystery of prayer, or the secrets of prayer. And this book is based on mystical and Irfani principles. It is a very difficult text. It is a book that, as I mentioned in our previous segment, you need a teacher to understand it. However, truly understanding this book is not something that can be attained by reading this book. This is something that needs to be inculcated within the heart of a person. A person needs to feel this. A person needs to see this. There is another book that the Imam wrote after this book. And the Imam in that particular book says that many people try to read it, and no one, very few people understood, if not nobody understood what I was writing. It's a very small book. It is not a big book. This one, Sirah Salah, the one that we are introducing today. So Imam wrote another book, a bit bigger and a bit simpler. Even that book, though, requires a teacher to explain some of the intricacies that are found in it, which is known as Adab al-Salah, or the etiquettes of prayer, which if a person compares the two, they can see that there's a big difference between the books. The Imam simplifies it, and Imam says that I wrote this book, this particular one, Sirah Salah, or the mysteries of prayer, or the secrets of prayer, for a specific person, the khas. But the other one, for example, the Adab al-Salah, is written for the umum, but in reality it is not for the umum, it's not for the general population. It is for a specific group within the general population. So then this book is for even more specific group. So even though in our next segment we'll be reading some of the book, I myself may not understand what I am reading in order to explain it to our dear listeners. But it is to show the depth of the Islamic tradition, that this prayer that we have been ordered to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day contains such secrets and such a potential to take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that unfortunately we are inattentive to it. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading, just reading, some of these, writing. And what is beautiful that Imam wrote this book with his own hand. So we'll be reading this writing of Imam Khomeini for our benefit, and hopefully we are able to understand what the Imam is writing. So inshallah, please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced in this episode is titled The Mystery of Prayer, written by the great Gnostic and mystic of our time, Ayatollah Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, translated by Sayyid Amjad H. Shah Naqavi, imprinted and published by Brill Publications. But the work was done by the Shia Institute, which is based in the United Kingdom. So for the benefit of myself and for our dear listeners, we'll just read a portion of this book, hopefully trying to understand what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is saying. Chapter 2, On the Prayer of the Wayfarer and the Perfect Nearmost One. It is clear and manifest to the lords of the divine Gnosis that the prayer and other rituals of the man transversing and wayfaring unto God are much different from those of the Immaculate One nearmost to God, who has reached the end of the transversing and who has attained the furthest limit of the perfect ascension and spiritual and immaterial ascent, and has stepped into the intimate gathering suspended at two bow's lengths for the prayer of the wayfarer. Whilst he is wayfaring and transversing unto God, is his heavenly steed of ascension and the fluttering wings of arrival. And after that arrival, his prayers is the chart of theophanies and the face of witnessing of the beauty of the beloved without exerting his deliberation in its constitution. Rather, it is the diffusion of the ruling hukum of the unseen to the witnessing and the manifestation of the marks of the esoteric on the exoteric. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to truly understand salah like this. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.